This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, the waters are rising in Rockhampton as the Fitzroy River is swelling, and I've managed to track down Chucky from CFM. He's one of the Brekkie guys. Hi, Chucky.
How you doing?
Now, Brekkie guys never have much sleep at the best of times, but I imagine you're probably you're probably running on a very empty battery right now.
My Brekkie, well, a slash Brekkie show started at 12 a.m. this morning, so it's the extended version today. It's a little bit crazy here at the moment. We're 24 hours around the clock. Got every announcer from the region in here at the moment trying to help out. We had to fly down an announcer from Cairns just obviously to man the station. He arrived on the second last day before the airport closed, so he'll be stuck here for at least another 5 to 10 days at minimum.
Yeah, and are you actually able to move around the town of Rockhampton, or are you just all bedded down in the radio station?
Look, Rocky's, I mean, what we're seeing in the national media is a little bit different from what's actually going on. Rocky is a bit of a hilly place, and, you know, we're actually surrounded by the Bursica Ranges. So a lot of the town is actually based on those ridges and those hill lines. But where we are, our studio is actually about 10 metres from the Fitzroy River. Now, we've been built high enough that we're not going to be affected by it. Our front door is about 10 metres from the river, and we're about a metre and a half to go before water would start affecting us. But, you know, there is still, obviously, there's a fair few roads still open. It's the main ones that have shut that affected us, obviously, the Bruce Highway.
Yeah,
and obviously in the airport and infrastructure like the train and rail. Like, at the moment, there was nothing getting in and out from the south.
So how long now have you kind of been in this sort of expectant mood of waiting for the biggest rise to come?
Well, I mean, we knew it was always going to be Tuesday or Wednesday this week, but, you know, it's one of those stages. Once it gets that 9.4, it's too late. You had to start warning people. So we've been going, bonkers from last week, probably just a couple of days before New Year's, non-stop, just to make sure everyone gets that message out that, you know, if you need to evacuate, evacuate. And obviously around this time of year, around the Christmas holidays, this is when you send most of your announcements on holidays. Everyone gets a bit of a Christmas break. So on a skeleton staff, it's been quite interesting. But I tell you what, the town's been fantastic. And there's so many great stories about people staying up all night defending their local bowls club, or down the road, there's a hockey club that's been inundated. There was guys there all night trying to save that. So, you know, it's great stories when you hear those. It makes you feel really good, even though something bad's going on.
So people are staying positive then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's the only way to do it. Because if you don't stay positive, then obviously you're going to get steamrolled. And, Rocky's got a habit of having a major disaster every year. I don't want to know what's going to go on next year. But a year ago, we were affected by serious fires. So just over a year ago, we had one of the biggest bushfires that we've ever seen in the region. And now it's the opposite end of the scale. We've got too much water coming
down.
That's
crazy. How long have you been in Rocky?
I was actually born. So surprisingly, I was born.
You're a local. That's unusual in radio, isn't it?
I know. I'm a local. I've been here for, I've been doing radio for about 10 years. I've been across the countryside and decided to come home to spend some time with my mum. She always wanted to see me move home. And suddenly I must be bringing all the disasters back, because it's been going a little bit crazy since I've been back.
Well, I was going to ask, is this the biggest thing to kind of happen in Rocky since you've been on the air?
Oh, I mean, you know, the fires were scary last year. Fire is a scary beast. You just don't know when it's going to turn, as we know from, you know, Victoria and the last couple of years. It's scary. Floods are a little bit easier to predict, and that's probably why people get a little bit complacent around floods, because, you know, hey, in 1991 we had a 9.3 level flood, and, you know, we know it's going to go there, we know it's going to go this part, we know where it's going to go. Where people do get not complacent, but, you know, you kind of can predict it, where, you know, other emergencies like cyclones, which we also get up here, and fires, just a lot unpredictable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all the best, and I hope you guys can keep it together until things calm down again.
Oh, look, as I said, you know, at the moment it's quite strange because the Southern Highway is completely blocked. So we were out this morning at 3 o'clock just to have the latest update, and the town is quiet. We've got about 70,000 to 80,000 people living here, and normally the streets are a buzz, and there's no trucks, there's no cars, there's nothing driving around. It's very surreal at the moment. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Oh, you feel like you're in the Day of the Triffids or something.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting to me, Chucky.
And no problems. And thanks for the support from down south. We know a lot of people are thinking about us, so we thank you very much.
We certainly are. That's Chucky from CFN in Rockhampton.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. for helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.